It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. With your Bible in hand and your heart open to learn, let's join the teaching in progress.
From the Holy Scriptures, we are teaching a continual series on Christian Biblical Basics. This is a six-part series consisting of fundamental teachings that will help us gain a fundamental understanding of the Bible, help us with a closer relationship with the Lord, and to help us to grow as a Christian. These six session teachings are as follows. Session 1, Introduction to the Bible, to help us know the Word of God is without error, complete in itself, and also understanding some of the basic concepts on studying the Word of God. Session 2, You Are Forgiven. To learn that a Christian is forgiven, shame and guilt are of the past, and now we can release the power of forgiveness toward others. Session 3, Unconditional Love and God's Amazing Grace. To learn what unconditional love is and the working of God's grace in our lives. Session 4, Who Am I Now in Christ Jesus? To learn that we are someone special in the Lord. Session 5, Developing Your Relationship with the Lord. To learn that we are never alone and the importance of consistent fellowship with the Lord and sweet communion with the Holy Spirit. And Session 6, No Cross, No Crown, to learn that Christians will suffer for righteousness' sake. This is the teaching on Christian Biblical Basics, Session 1, Introduction to the Bible. Here we're going to learn that the Word of God is true. The Word of God is without error. The Word of God is complete in itself, and some of the basic concepts on how we study the Word of God. Point number 1, the Word of God is true. Jesus said in John chapter 17, verse 17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Psalm 19, verses 7 through 11, teaches that the Scriptures are perfect. The Scriptures are pure. The Scriptures are right and clean. And the Scriptures rejoice the heart and open our spiritual eyes. There is a multitude of evidence that confirms that the Bible is true. The first evidence is written evidence. The Scriptures are 66 books in total. The Bible is 39 books in the Old Testament, 27 books in the New Testament. These 66 books were written over a span of 1,500 years with 40 authors on 3 different continents. This astounding fact teaches that it is impossible for these authors to contrive and to conspire among themselves to write the Scriptures. These Scriptures have zero contradictions, and all the stories and all the teachings and all the principles from Genesis to Revelation over a 1,500 year span with all these authors over 3 different continents all confirm each other and support each other. This can only be done supernaturally. For these individuals who wrote the Scriptures were continents apart, and these individuals were centuries apart. Furthermore, the Scriptures have survived thousands of years of individuals trying to destroy the scriptures through book burnings and book bannings. And having the scriptures often throughout the years was penalty of death, down through the time of the Caesars, down through the time of dictators. Yet the scriptures have survived and has become the most read and the most published book in the history of the planet. Another sign of evidence is that if the Bible was written by man, then man would extol himself and write the great exploits of man, the great accomplishments of man, the great achievements of man, and would use God only as a footnote in acknowledgement. Quite the contrary, the scriptures teach that God is almighty, that God is omniscient, that God is omnipresent, that man is fallen and needs a savior. If man were to write the Bible and not God, then man's autobiography would exalt himself above all. Another sign of evidence that the Bible is true is society evidence. In the 1960s, prayer, which is acknowledgement of God, was taken out of the public schools. The Bible, which is acknowledgement of God's laws and God's truth, was taken out of the public school system. As a result, in the 1960s and beyond, there has been a spike and a rise in crime and a decline in the family and family values. This is because truth, the scriptures, truth, the acknowledgement of God, was removed from the public square and replaced with moral relativism or situational ethics, which is that you believe what you want to believe is right, and I believe what I believe is right. You believe what you believe is wrong, and I believe what I believe is wrong. And this kind of situational ethics causes a moral decline in society, a slippery slope that ends up with a cliff, and as a result, you'll have a spike in crime, moral decay, and the family values imploding. All throughout the history of mankind, every nation has had a sense of truth, and that truth has come from the scriptures. That truth was the basis of right and wrong. For example, thou shalt not steal, and that protects private property. Thou shalt not kill, that protects the sanctity of life. Thou shalt honor thy mother and thy father. That protects the authority of the home. Thou shalt not commit adultery. That protects the sanctity of marriage. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Protects truth and holds individuals accountable for not having slander, perjury, or falsehood. Another evidence that the Bible is true is prophetical evidence. And this is proven by the laws of mathematics and the law of probability. If, for example, you were to want a child, and before that child was born, someone would prophesy about that child in 8 life events that would happen. The odds of all 8 life events happening exactly as the individual were to be foretold is 1 to the 17th power. That's 1 in 1 quadrillion. That's 1 with 17 zeros behind it. Further, if an individual before they were born were to be prophesied that 48 life events were to happen, and all 48 life events happened exactly as it were to to be foretold and prophesied, the odds of that happening is 1 chance in 10 to the 157th power. That's a number that's beyond calculation. Jesus Christ, for example, fulfilled over 300 prophecies according to the scriptures. This number that Jesus Christ has fulfilled mathematically is a number that is beyond our finite mind. We are unable to count the number of zeros behind that number. The chances for any individual to fulfill all those prophecies. The scriptures speak about Jesus' coming in terms of the nation he would come from, the nation Israel, the family he would come from the family of Abraham, the tribe he would come from the tribe of Judah, the city he would be born in, Bethlehem. The scriptures prophesy of his betrayal by Judas. The scriptures prophesy on his suffering on the cross. And not only his suffering, but individually how he would suffer. His hands and feet being pierced. Him being crucified. The scriptures prophesied of his resurrection. The scriptures prophesied not only of his first coming, but the scriptures prophesy of his second coming. And with all these prophecies in the Lord Jesus Christ, they have been fulfilled and are being fulfilled to the very date, the very moment, to the very place, the very situation, the very time, the very event, exactly as foretold in the scriptures. The Bible is truth, and every scripture will be fulfilled according to God's timing. Furthermore, the scriptures are without error. The Bible says in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. For doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. Jesus Christ further emphasized this point of the scriptures being inspired by God in the book of Mark, chapter 12, verse 36. For David himself said by the Holy Ghost, David did not write the Bible in and of himself. David was inspired by the Holy Ghost. The Old Testament prophets in their salutation do not speak of themselves as writing the scriptures, but in their salutation it says, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah. The word of the Lord came unto Hosea. The word of the Lord came unto Jonah. The word of the Lord came unto Ezekiel, etc. and etc. These prophets spoke by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 through 21 states, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. This same scripture teaching in the Greek moved is found also in the book of Acts, chapter 27, verses 15 through 17, when the scriptures teach that a ship is tossed and driven by the wind. This same analogy here is given with the Holy Spirit, as just as you have sailors on a ship that's doing their individual duties, yet the wind is guiding and driving the boat, the ship. Same thing as individual holy men pen the scriptures, God used their memory. God used their personality. God used their tone. God used their particular culture and their heritage and their life experiences. But the Holy Spirit was moving them along to pen the scriptures in God's perfection. The scriptures are infallible. The scriptures are without error. You can trust the Lord. You can trust His word. Point number two. The word of God is complete. Revelation chapter 22. Verses 18 through 19 states, "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book." God gives instruction here in Revelation, also in the book of Proverbs chapter 30 and Deuteronomy chapter 4, not to add nor take away from the scriptures. When individuals add or take away from the scriptures, they are no longer trusting the Lord and walking by faith. They are now trusting in their works, trusting in their intellect, and in their heart of hearts, they're saying that God has not written the full and complete and accurate message to man. Instead, that individual states, "I must help God by changing, adding, or taking away from the scriptures." When an individual trusts the word of God as complete, trusts the word of God as true and without error, then that individual is taking God at His word. That individual is demonstrating that they love the Lord and trust the Lord and taking God face value at His word. When God says through His word to repent, we repent. When God says through His word to forgive, we forgive. When God says through His word to humble ourselves, we humble ourselves. When God says through His word to love your neighbor as you love yourself, then we obey God's word. Scriptures teach to obey is better than sacrifice. No matter how many things an individual may think that they're doing for the Lord, obedience, loving obedience from a trusting heart is what God is looking for. This will produce fruit in the individual's life based on the working of the Holy Spirit in their heart. The Word of God is complete. If God were to speak from the heavens today to the entire planet, He would not say anything different that's already found in the Word of God. The Bible is the complete revelation of God. There are no new revelations out there. The Bible is the complete revelation of God's will, the complete revelation of God's purpose for man, the complete revelation of God's nature, of God's judgment to come, and God's salvation for all. The Bible is complete. Do not add, do not take away. All other books that are not included in the 66 books of the scriptures, of the canon of scripture, is contrary to the Bible, and that is why the Holy Spirit did not include those books in the canon of scripture in the Bible. Those particular outside books take away from the message of salvation in Jesus Christ, takes away from the message of the blood of Christ, It takes away from the message of the resurrection of Christ, and they are contrary to the scriptures. Point number 3, basic study formulas that we can apply to our life. A basic study formula is that we should cross-reference scripture. This will prevent us from taking scriptures out of context or just having one scripture and making a doctrine out of it. Scripture teaches in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. Another basic study formula is that the first law of interpretation is always that Scripture interprets Scripture. Using Scripture to cross-reference Scripture will keep us from taking scriptures out of context. Another basic study formula is that we must first of all read the scriptures every day. Matthew chapter 4 verse 4 states, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Scripture teaches in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2 that we should desire the sincere milk of the word that we may grow thereby. Just as individuals take on natural food for natural nourishment and growth, we take on spiritual food for spiritual nourishment and spiritual growth. This is our daily bread, and we should read the Bible every day and apply it to our life. Also, we should meditate on the Word of God every day. Scripture teaches in the book of Psalms, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." The Bible states also in the book of Psalms that in the scriptures we meditate day and night. There should be a Bible verse every day that you meditate on throughout the day to provide you support and encouragement and comfort and strength. Scripture teaches in Isaiah chapter 26 and verse number 3, "Thou shalt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee." When we meditate on the Word of God throughout the day, it's as if a cow is chewing on its proverbial cud, and that cow, based on just chewing that cud, can redigest it and receive nourishment on an ongoing basis, even though it's eating it over and over and over again. As we meditate on that one scripture throughout the day, you will be surprised on how many personal, comforting revelations that God gives you on that one particular scripture. If you meditate on John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you meditate on that particular scripture from morning until night, then John 3:16 will never be the same to you again. It's not the quantity in our study, it's the quality in our study. Lastly, we should also pray every day. Scripture teaches in Romans chapter 12 to be instant in prayer, having a fervent prayer life. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17 teaches to pray without ceasing. As we pray every day and have our mind on the Lord, we are increasing our fellowship with the Lord, spending time with the Lord, and we will grow as a Christian. We read the Bible every day. We meditate on Scripture throughout the day. And we pray every day and have continual fellowship with the Lord. This is fulfilling the scripture in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, where the Bible says to study to show thyself approved unto God. This is fulfilling the scripture of Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, where the scripture teaches, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. We as Christians should lay a foundation of the Bible, that the Word of God is complete in itself, that the Word of God in the original text is without error, that the Word of God is inspired by the Holy Spirit and not just written by man, that the Word of God is complete and we can trust in His promises, and remembering that we read the Bible every day, we meditate of the scriptures every day, and we have a robust prayer life daily with the Lord. This is the teaching on Christian Biblical Basics, Session 1, Introduction to the Bible. And on today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, or if you have strayed away from His love and kindness, I invite you to bow your head and close your eyes and pray this prayer after me. This prayer of rededication, this prayer of salvation. Pray this prayer with me. Oh God, I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that God raised Him from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me today. Forgive me, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Life-Changing Ministries International. LCMI is a Christian non-denominational teaching ministry based solely on the Holy Bible, dedicated to pleasing God, glorifying Jesus Christ, and ensuring that the Bible is the foundation of everything this ministry proclaims and endorses. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com. Please join us again next time for more Bible teaching. And remember, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.